Today marks the 10th anniversary of the murder of the overlord of Dagbonyan, Naya Kubuandani, and some of his elders in the Gbewa Palace. Various steps were put in place by government to uncover the perpetrators of the heinous crime, which appears to defy solution. A peace and conflict expert, Dr. Kenna Hosu, shares his thoughts with Radio Ghana on the anniversary.
The killing of Yana has been a very emotional thing, very tragic and traumatic, something that has been unprecedented in the recent times in Ghana, and people feel very bad. But when it comes to trying people for murder, or when it comes to justice, important is evidence. And the problem with the Yana's murder is that when the crime was conducted, the type of evidence that has been gathered is not enough upon which someone should be tried.
What do you mean by it is not enough?
Now, let's take it for example, the police officer, Mr. Apietu, the special investigation team. As I talk to you today, there is no evidence that they have gathered. Now, and you know, when murder occurs, the evidence is very, very fleeting. What I mean by fleeting is that it can easily disappear. So the immediate taking of forensic evidence is very important, but this was not done. And the worst of it is that the Wapu Commission has described the whole thing that happened in Dagbo as what? A three-day war. And it has absolved a number of government officials and people as not being guilty. And the government has passed a white paper on that. So if there is supposed to be any evidence to be presented in court, it will be based upon the Wapu Commission. If something is described as a war, then the form of trial that can take place will be a war crime trial, but not a murder. Justice has been shortchanged in a manner. With the political and all sorts of emotions, what is going on, the only thing I think that the government can do today is probably to call on the FBI or to call on Scotland Yard, England, to come back and carry out a new investigation.
There have been high-profile personalities who've made certain claims that they have the evidence, and no one has compelled these people to bring this evidence. What do we do as a nation? Because this is a very serious issue.
But as I'm saying, the Wapu Commission report has absolved most of these people, and on top of that, has said that this is a war. So if it is a war, how can you try somebody for what? My little knowledge that I have, I think that the only way that this can be done is for a new form of evidence to be gathered. And the problem here is that there has been a lot of rain. The Yana, I think, has been buried. A lot of what? Critical evidence has been lost. And the other option is that they bring in credible people like FBI and other people to come and carry out new investigation. It's unfortunate what has happened. Nobody should claim a high moral ground, or nobody should feel that he's a victor or a proud person for what he has done, because what has happened in Dagbo, everybody should be ashamed of.
A peace and conflict expert, Dr. Kenna Hosu, in that interview with Ibrahim Kwating.